B-Pod Studios.
3-0. The defense was the big story, holding the home team to 38 yards of offense through the first three quarters. Stephon Gilmore also returned an interception 54 yards for a score, giving him the first touchdown of his career.
It felt good. You know, I always wanted a pick six. You know, I had one my rookie year, but they called it back. So finally got on the board. So it was a great play. I was happy to get an end zone.
Jamie Collins added a pick six of his own. Tom Brady had two touchdown passes and a short TD run. Patriots are 2-0. Next game is back at home this Sunday against the Jets. New York will host the Cleveland Browns tonight. After missing two more extra points yesterday, Indianapolis kicker Adam Vinatieri is reportedly leaning towards retiring. Drew Brees will get his right thumb looked at today. He hurt it yesterday against the Rams. Apparently, he has ligament damage in that thumb. And Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger hurt his elbow yesterday. He will reportedly make a decision on surgery today. The Bruins have re-signed Charlie McAvoy to a 3-year, $14.7 million contract. Preseason begins tonight in New Jersey. And the Red Sox won in Philadelphia 6-3, their next game back at home against San Francisco. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Peterson School. Visit petersonschool.com. Classes are filling up fast. Sign up now. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8:30.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida for this week two encounter of the 1-0 New England Patriots and the 0-1 Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, play great 60 minutes of football. It's a division game on the road early in the season, so it means a lot.
I don't mind coming here, wasting all my time.
Brady under center, motion right to left, out of the eye.
Because when you're standing all so near.
Brady takes a snap, turns, gives to Michelle, up the middle, and dives. Touchdown, Patriots!
Comes Antonio Brown. First snap as a Patriot. Play number two.
Brady takes the snap. He looks left. He fires the back shoulder.
Yeah!
Touchdown, Patriots. Inside the near left pylon.
Welcome to New England, kid. What a throw by the quarterback to the back shoulder.
I guess you're just what I needed. Just what I needed. I needed someone to feed.
Brady's going
to
sneak it. He's going to dive straight ahead.
I guess you're just what I needed. Just what I needed.
It's a touchdown, Patriots.
There you go.
Simple, adding to the score. Now Fitzpatrick, third and two, rolling right, and he throws in traffic, intercepted, picked off by Gilmore, who is gone. Right down the middle, 25-20, goodbye to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
You can credit Calvin Noy for getting this going.
Captain snap, Fitzpatrick dropping back at first and 10. And throws cross middle, catch. By Balazs, no, he's falling into the hands of Collins, who runs down the right sideline. One man to beat a lineman. He runs to the 10. He beats him to the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots!
What a heads-up play by Jamie Collins. Miami can't even function at this point.
Screens to James White, wide at the 10. Nobody there. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Booyah!
James White with his 20th career touchdown reception.
I know it's early. I know it's week two. Man, this is a home game. I've never seen anything like this.
Take me home tonight.
Will sound and that will be the end. Jamie Collins with his second interception of the day and a fitting note on which to end this 43-0 rout for the Patriots of the Dolphins here in South Florida.
Ah, Boston, you're my home. I'm the Money Man and you're listening to Money in the Mornings.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Oh, his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take. Where's the beat?
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right, let's go around the league, shall we, Rich?
Yes, yes, yes. It was the rematch of the NFC debacle with one of the worst officiating errors ever. At least all that's over, right?
6 touches, 5 yards total.
ball's out. Picked up by the Saints and Jordan. And now they're saying incomplete pass. And they've blown it dead. Jordan's down the sideline, but Walt Anderson is saying incomplete pass, no fumble, with pressure by Onyemata.
Two of the worst calls I've seen in years, and both were against the Saints, and both benefited the Rams. An inadvertent whistle this time, they called it. What an absolute clown show. They bring back the TD. On top of that, Drew Brees knocks hands with Aaron Donald, screws up his thumb, and was taken out of the game. Teddy Bridgewater took over, wasn't very good, and the Rams win 27-9. But the scary part is Drew Brees isn't feeling too optimistic about his thumb right now.
Yeah, I really don't know at this point. Not until there's only so much you can do here other than just, you know, have the doctor look at it on the sideline. And again, I'm gonna see a hand specialist and get his opinion, and then we'll see what the next steps are. Yeah, I am concerned. I'm hoping it's not too significant.
And that just turned the NFC completely on its head. They were your favorites to go to the Super Bowl, and now take a look. I got to think someone like Dallas is sitting there just licking their chops, going, ha, 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 ha.
Detroit is sitting there licking their chops.
Well, I mean, we'll get to them in a minute. I mean, they seem to be the world beaters right now.
That's right, baby.
Well, the Saints aren't the only team with a superstar quarterback's future in question.
Ben Roethlisberger. Shaken up a couple of times in the first half, Rondé.
And soon he's talking to the team trainers about some of that discomfort. And here's Mason Rudolph warming up. So we'll get Lindsay on this and find out exactly what's going on with Ben Roethlisberger's elbow.
Apparently Pastrnak just scored. Well, they lost Le'Veon Bell, and then they lost AB, and now they may have lost Big Ben for the time being. Roethlisberger injures his arm. It was scary, man, the way he was holding it.
It was just on a throw. I mean, unlike Brees, who hurt himself on a follow-through, he just threw Roethlisberger, completed a pass, and grabbed his elbow, which is not a good sign.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if he retired before the season was over.
Before the season was over, you think?
I mean, I don't think, but I would not be surprised.
Well, they ended up losing to the Seahawks 28-26, and a decision is expected today on whether Big Ben's going to need elbow surgery. Adam Schefter said that Roethlisberger wants to avoid it at all costs, but ultimately it's the doctors who are going to decide whether that's possible. Funny thing is, the Steelers' offense actually looked better with Mason Rudolph running the show, so
hence,
that's not good
another
news.
Reason.
Yeah, but the Steelers, they're now 0-2, and all is right in the world.
All right, how old do you think Ben Roethlisberger is? You had to guess.
38.
He played 4 years at Miami of Ohio. He has been to Super Bowl a long time ago.
Shockingly old. I'm going to say 38.
I will say, just to not repeat, Rich, I'll say 39.
He's 37. But, I mean, the point is, he's played a lot of football, taken a lot of punishment. It's a big guy.
A lot of punishment. A
lot of punishment.
Because his whole thing for years and years and years was to let the pocket collapse around him.
Yes.
Even if he got rid of the ball, take a hit.
Yeah, he's 6'5", 250. I mean, he's an enormous individual.
Yeah, just,
but he's taken a lot of punishment. He's thrown a lot of passes, passed for a lot of yards. What is it, like 57,000 yards in his career?
Yeah, he's 250.
He's won,
right.
You know, how many Super Bowls? I mean, he's done it. He's done it all.
Do you really think he's 250 pounds?
Now?
Yeah.
Sure. I think he's 240, 250.
I think he's pushing 300 pounds.
Oh, okay. You think he's Jared Lorenzo?
See, I think he's more than 250. I don't know if he's 300.
No, I said I think he's pushing it.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had his shirt off, do you think that... First of all, he's strong.
Oh, no. If he had his shirt off, I mean, Cam Newton's on one side and he's on the other side.
First of all...
The before and after
first
picture.
First of all, he's, like, super strong, so that's all that muscle weight.
Yeah, right.
Then he's fat.
Yeah.
So...
So you're saying he's got, like, an Iron Sheik type stomach? Is that it?
No.
Terry Francona.
No, I think he's just got a stomach. I mean, how hard do you think he works out? He's definitely not Tom Brady.
No, he's not. No, pliability's not on his wall somewhere.
Neither is cardio.
But yes.
It's not TB. It's not quite TB12. TB and his diet stands for Taco Bell.
I think, well, not this year. I think he's very close to the end. Yes.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to play until he's 40 or 41.
Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah. And if he doesn't want elbow surgery and they say you have to get it, I could picture him just going, screw it. I don't want to play anymore.
Well, something tells me that someone in San Fran got a text of an eggplant from Bill Belichick yesterday.
They're going to play action. Juszczyk goes to the flat. The ball goes to the end zone for Deebo Samuel in the second level. Touchdown!
Jimmy Garoppolo plays like the stud Belichick knew he would be. Three touchdowns, almost 300 yards, 41-17 over the Bengals. The matinee idol is back. And his team, 2-0.
No, Sammy Darnold's not playing.
that matinee idol. I mean, listen, sometimes you're just so hot that the women can't stop kissing you, and you end up in bed for a couple of weeks.
I mean, Garoppolo's just trying to pick up his the leftovers.
It's East Coast, West Coast, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? All right, so we will be back. We'll have all the other things that happened in the league, including no one's good.
Except for the Bills.
Yeah.
wink.
My son had Josh Allen on his fantasy team, and I'm like, this is such a bad decision. And then you're like, oh. All right, we'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Kick off the season at Boston Volkswagen's Season of Saving Sales event. Over 85 new 2019 Atlas and Tiguan S models in stock. Get huge discounts. Stop by Boston Volkswagen in Watertown or bostonvw.com. Not Your Average Joe's is a restaurant experience like no other, with fresh, one-of-a-kind dishes made from scratch. So
All the other things that happened in the league, including no one's good.
Except for the Bills.
Yeah.
Wink.
My son had Josh Allen on his fantasy team, and I'm like, this is such a bad decision. And then you're like, oh. All right, we'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Kick off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To me.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Around. You play to win the game.
The NFL. Over
his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Go courts, show ponies, where's the beach?
98.5 The Sports Hub. Be listening at 8:50 for a chance at tickets to Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's only one team, as far as I'm concerned, that could be the championship spoilers for the Patriots, and that team just peed in Oakland's Cheerios.
Oakland sends four on the rush. They drop seven. Mahomes deep. He wants McCole Hardman in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. There's your 3rd and 20 play. A deep post to McCole Hardman for his first National Football League touchdown.
Well, if you didn't know, Patrick Mahomes is really good. And after being held scoreless in the first, it was like the Kraken was released. Four touchdowns, 443 yards, and a big middle finger to John Gruden and his boys. 28-10 the final score. Remember at the beginning of the season we had Will Brinson on and we were talking about which team has the best possibility to implode. And we looked at the Raiders' schedule. And after that first game against the Broncos, which they ended up winning, and I lost money on, they have like a murderer's row of competition. John, if I'm not mistaken, aren't like the next five games
where
they're just going to get their asses handed to
them? Did you guys
watch
any of that game?
I just watched the highlights.
Watched a little bit, yes. Yeah, so I watched a little bit of the game, too. I didn't watch all of it. But they were praising Mike Mayock.
Of course they were.
I mean, they were going nuts about all the young talent on the team and what a brilliant GM Mike Mayock's been. So, look out.
Why?
Like what? Because apparently they have, apparently they have they drafted very well and that they have.
People like this kid Jacobs, you know, the defense is apparently a little better than people thought.
He looked pretty good on Hard Knocks.
Yeah. So. All right, coming up next. Well, they're at Minnesota this weekend. At Indianapolis.
All of a sudden, Minnesota's no good.
Well, that's true. I think Minnesota's better than Oakland.
Put it
that way. At Indianapolis, then home to Chicago, bye week at Green Bay, at Houston.
Yeah, I mean, that's, dude. They might not win any of those.
No, they could be 1-7.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, not with the genius of Mike Mayock.
Well, this one kind of sucks because it might be the end of an era for a true NFL legend.
What a drive orchestrated by Brissett. Good snap to Holt. Vinatieri's kick is off the uprights. Incredible.
That is not happening, is it?
46-year-old Adam Vinatieri missed two extra points yesterday, and last week he missed two field goals and an extra point in the Colts' overtime loss to the Chargers. And even though the Colts ended up beating the Titans yesterday, Vinatieri seemed to be hinting at a retirement announcement this afternoon. He told a reporter, quote, "You'll hear from me tomorrow." And when the reporter said, "Listen, we don't talk to the players tomorrow," he answered, "Yeah, you will."
Yeah, and good luck finding a kicker because they are not easy to find.
Kari Vedvik's available.
Is that the guy who kicked for the Jets last week?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he missed. He had two opportunities. He missed an extra point and a field goal.
Yeah. Vinatieri's what, 45, 46?
46.
He's older than me.
Yeah, he's been around a while. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's the NFL's all-time leading scorer. He's got nothing left to prove. Why not?
But that really leaves him in the lurch because there's nobody out there. There's no kickers available, which, Rich, you've talked about this before.
It's amazing.
How?
Yep. How does that happen? It's like it's such a specialized thing, and all the people who play soccer now in America, and all of these people are like, why can't you find 32 competent kickers? It is astounding.
Yeah, you're
me.
Not asking for a lot. You're asking for basically like, 75% at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that would suck if he ends up. What a career though. 46 years old. You're right. You can't believe he's still playing. But
well, it's not like he used to do a lot.
What's that?
I mean, 46 is like there. Who is it? Who at the end of his career, was it George Blanda that played until he was like 78?
Yeah, he was a quarterback and a kicker. He played for Oakland. Yeah, he had like whiter hair than mine. It was really something.
Yeah, he
the
like,
end. Yeah, he was close to 50 when he hung him up.
Yeah, he had like mohair. And then he was just.
Yes, that was Blanda.
Yeah, he played like for 60 years. I mean, if you're kicking.
But guys like Morton Anderson and Jan Stenerud, they all kicked into their 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. Vinatieri's lasted more than all of them.
Are the Bills any good?
First down, Buffalo. Here's a little toss to Isaiah McKenzie on the run on the jet sweep. Left side inside the 10 in the 5. Corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. Isaiah McKenzie from 14 yards out runs into the end zone for the Buffalo touchdown.
Josh Allen doesn't look half bad. One passing touchdown, one rushing TD, 28-14 over the Giants.
Who have they beaten? They beat the Jets.
Well, they put up 16 Giants. Against the Jets, or they put up 17 against the Jets.
Yeah, but that was all in one quarter. And honestly, they had one good quarter against the Jets, and they beat the Giants.
He turned the ball over four times. He threw three picks and
in the first half.
Their defense, though, is good.
The defense is good, but Josh Allen.
He's not terrible. The press about the cannon arm
that guy possesses does more with his legs than he does with his arm.
That's true.
Because he has no fit. Because he has no accuracy.
Zero.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, he's terrible. The Jets are the Jets. I mean, I don't get excited that he came back in a Jet game.
Now, they'll beat Cincinnati. They played both the first two games on the road. They got their home opener against Cincinnati in week three. We just saw what happened with, I don't know, are we going to go through that game? Probably not. Because Cincinnati just, is a terrible, terrible team.
Yeah.
So they should be 3-0.
It's going to be
when they host
awesome.
The Patriots in week four.
Do you understand how ridiculously hyped those Bills fans are going to be?
Of course.
When the Patriots go up against them.
Extra tables for everybody.
Battle of the undefeated.
Yeah. Like as if they're on the same level. Oh, it's going to be awesome. And it's just going to be the steamroll you and leave you for dead tour.
Nance and Romo
2019.
Nance and Romo are going to have to sleep to upstate New York.
You know what it's
going to
be? It's going to be when Tebow came to Gillette. It's going to be like, you thought you were hot shakes. Here we go. We're going to just absolutely murder you.
Yeah. I mean, they might limit the Patriot offense a little bit comparatively from who they've played.
That's right. Start the buses and moon everyone on the way out.
Yeah, but that offense ain't going to do nothing.
No, they are not. They are not. But Eli Manning, by the way, 2 interceptions. You got to move on from him.
Okay.
Just cut the cord.
Here, one more time. I want to have this argument real quick. Eli Manning, after losing yesterday, is a career 500 quarterback. Right, exact. I think he's 115 and 115.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
He's not. He's not even close.
Like Jim Plunkett won
he's
a Super Bowl.
Awful. And he's I mean, that's the prevailing wisdom. The Peter Kings of the world are going to get up and argue for an hour and a half about Eli Manning and, you know, he beat the Patriots. He beat an unbeaten Patriots team. Look at the numbers. He's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He's going in.
He didn't. The defense beat that Patriots team.
I don't know. Eli Manning, those 2 years, he had two really good playoff runs. Both years they beat the Patriots. That Giants team was okay during the regular season, and they got hot for the last 5 weeks.
All that matters is how loved you are amongst writers. And he's in New York, and he's got two Super Bowl MVPs to his name. Dude's in.
He certainly doesn't deserve it at all.
He's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
But he'll get in.
I mean,
you can compare his stats to other things. He's going to get in.
It'll be a mistake.
Well, part of it is that he also might not get in. I don't think he will. Is because of all the quarterbacks that are going to be available for the Hall of Fame when it's his turn. I mean, there's a bunch of Hall of Fame quarterbacks playing right now.
Sure.
So, you got
writers are going to wet themselves. New York writers are going to wet themselves
Phillip
and be
Rivers.
Very.
Yeah, it's. Tom Brady, well, all those Sam people Darnold. Are all, yep.
Well, we shall see with that one. Jalen Ramsey, by the way, is an absolute maniac.
Yeah, no, and his coach is
on
terrible.
On the Jacksonville sideline a moment ago, Jalen Ramsey coming off the field. That's Doug Marrone, the head coach, he's yelling out. Marrone follows him over to the bench. There is more to come as Ramsey is being held back, goes to the bench. We're not sure what he was angry about. There were some times in that series when he wasn't matched up with Hopkins.
But Jalen Ramsey is just furious at this moment. And you have to remember an old saying from Confucius, men do not stumble over mountains but over molehills.
What? Well, all I know is that he went nuts, and it was funny as hell. So he argued that a catch was not a catch by DeAndre Hopkins, said that it hit the ground, and when it was ruled that it wasn't, Ramsey went nuts on his own sideline. And, Fred, as you said, hot dog-eating Doug Marrone went over there. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
His boobs juggling to and fro.
Marrone's never been a good coach. I got to discipline you, man. Come on.
Was he Syracuse before he was?
Who, Marrone?
Yeah.
Yes. Before he went pro, Marrone was the head coach at Syracuse,
and they sucked when he was there.
Yes, he wasn't the guy. So the guy Syracuse who's there now, sucked. Babers, is a much better college head coach than Marrone was.
Well, they were in the top 25 for a second, so I think they started the season at 25.
Marrone 25. Did the one thing though yesterday that a lot more teams are doing nowadays, and I love it. Is that there was, 10 seconds left in the game, and they were down by one, and they just scored a touchdown, and he went for two.
Yeah.
I love when teams do that. Vrabel did that last year one time, mm-hmm. and I think a couple of these new coaches.
Because he knew that they wouldn't win overtime.
I love it when they go for the kill. They ended up losing that game because they weren't able to do the two-point conversion, but still.
I saw that, and I saw that live, too, because it was after a game that I was watching. And
was it? I'm sorry. Was it a year ago that they beat the Patriots in week two and they were going to be the next great thing?
That was their Super
Now
Bowl.
Look at them. Jesus.
People were saying Marrone's a good coach, and he's never been a good coach. That defense he inherited, I mean, come on. Plus, he has Coughlin sitting there. I mean, Jesus.
Well, Operation Fire Matt Patricia may have to be put on hold for another week.
Stafford's got it. Looks, loads, throws, deep middle. It is caught! Kenny Galladay, that's outstanding. That is outstanding. Oh, 31 yards, and the Lions have the lead for the first time today.
Oh, I'd be ecstatic, too.
Okay. Spiro Dedis, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you, this is probably Phillip Rivers' last season. He does not look good.
He looked great last year.
So he hasn't looked good. What did they do their first game?
What do you mean?
Chargers. Because he looked terrible yesterday.
I forgot they played last week. But, last season he was in MVP discussion.
Oh, they squeaked by. He was good last year.
They beat Indy in overtime.
Okay, he threw a ball yesterday. It was the end of the game, and they were 5 yards away from field goal range or something. And they had like a punter as their field goal kicker for whatever. And he threw into double coverage that I saw.
But he's always been a gunslinger. He's always done crap like that.
There's gunslinger, and then there's the guy's in the end zone. I mean, there's nowhere he can go.
I know, but Rivers, I agree with Rich. Rivers has been doing that a long time.
Okay, well, then it's dumb.
Of course it is.
Bad game.
No argument.
He threw to the front corner. He threw right by the pylon, and there were two lines in front of the guy, and it wasn't a jump ball. You should have seen Patricia after that game.
Well, I got some clips from him.
But on the sideline, he was just ecstatic.
Was he still sitting on his throne that he's got up there?
He uses
crutch now.
Oh, he does. Okay. So he's moving around.
We knew it was going to be a long game. We knew it was going to be 60 minutes, and we needed all of it. And just proud of our guys for, you know, fighting through everything and just, you know, staying mentally tough through the game. And we certainly got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of things to clean up. We got a lot of improvement.
Oh, yeah. Now they're 1-0-1 thanks to that pesky little tie last week.
Yeah, which a game they should have. I mean, there's no excuse that they lost that game. They should be 2-0 right now.
Yeah.
And the way the Vikings are playing, they could be – they come in second in that division.
Playoffs.
Yeah. Look at Chicago's no great shakes.
Nope.
All right, so we will be back. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots shook off their recent troubles in Miami yesterday and blew out the Dolphins 43-0 to improve to 2-0. Tom Brady, two touchdown passes, one of which was to Antonio Brown. Brown caught four passes for 56 yards in his Patriots debut. Also, the defense got interception returns for touchdowns on back-to-back possessions, first from Stephon Gilmore and then from Jamie Collins. Patriots host the Jets on Sunday. Jets host Cleveland tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And retreats. He looks left. He fires the back shoulder.
Yeah! Brown!
Touchdown, Patriots! Inside the near left pylon.
Welcome to New England, kid. What a throw by the quarterback to the back shoulder.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it on the film. I mean, it's 1 week. There's a lot of things we can work on. But it's good to have him out there.
I apologize. From Georgia is a true junior. I've been... people very upset that I made that mistake. Be listening this morning at 8:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. That's coming up at 8:50. If he is a true junior, he might want to think about coming back because there's not great reports of him. All right, Rich, Antonio Brown saga.
Yeah.
In fairness... We have not talked about this at great length today.
Nope.
So get off my back!
and there's a lot of stuff that's come out over the last 24 hours. So yesterday after the game, after Stacey James, the PR person for the Patriots, had made the media aware that, of course, Antonio Brown was going to talk to the press. It's his obligation. You can get fined if you don't. Well, Ben Volen tweeted yesterday that before media was allowed in the locker room, Antonio Brown was gone. His locker cleared out and his nameplate was taken down. So as far as Antonio Brown's situation, there was this report that ended up becoming like surfacing this weekend that Robert Kraft had no idea about his lawsuit with his sexual or not lawsuit, the civil case that was brought up with his sexual assault accuser.
Okay, real quick, if that's true, and I tend to believe him, what's that do to him and Belichick's relationship? If Belichick, because someone knew, someone had
okay,
to know.
Okay, here's why Belichick and Kraft can be off the hook. And that's because this discussion that Antonio Brown has been having about how much money they were trying to work out a payment behind the scenes. And by doing that, there was a confidentiality that the two had agreed to. So... and it wasn't a criminal case, which means...
No, I understand.
Rosenhaus was not obligated to tell the Patriots.
But if I'm Rosenhaus...
So that's why they didn't know.
If I'm Rosenhaus and I want to continue to have a relationship with teams and continue to... You know, he's a huge agent. Why would you possibly not tell the Patriots?
Because you want your client to get signed and you want money.
Yeah, but that's... Even for an agent, that's devious.
Because,
seriously.
Because he truly believed that it was never going to see the light of the day.
Okay,
he thought that they were going to work this out.
You got to give that information because if you're an agent, you can't run around screwing with teams.
And you're right. And I do believe that when that happened, Kraft pulled in Belichick and was like, what the hell just happened?
Right. I mean, Kraft owns the team. Belichick does not. I mean, if he's bringing in someone as controversial as Antonio Brown and someone knew maybe not the severity of it, but someone knew that this was going on.
Okay, so my whole thing, Fred, is that if Robert Kraft had no idea about the situation, it came out this weekend that if he was aware of it, he wouldn't have signed him. And to that I say, okay, cut him.
There's a problem with cutting him because then the Players Association can get involved and...
No, you can't. You can cut him because of, you could say that this is not the type, it's conduct unbecoming. This happened before where people are just, you can cut somebody because there's accusations out there. It's happened before.
Did that happen to Adrian Peterson?
Peterson had an actual criminal thing put against him. But I mean, how about Ray Rice? Ray Rice didn't have any criminal charges against him, did he? I mean, that was, it was his girlfriend or wife. He ended up marrying her. And I don't think that there was any actual criminal charge that was put up against him.
Roethlisberger never had a...
You're absolutely right. So think about this. If you truly say, if you would have known about it, you would have cut him or you wouldn't have signed him, then cut him. Because if you felt that way, nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed since then is the money that you've paid him. So what you're saying now by not cutting him is that what you truly believe is that you're putting money above morals. Is that you're like, well, I already paid him. Might as well keep him around. Well, if that's the case, then you don't truly believe, or we shouldn't believe, rather, that you wouldn't have signed him if you knew about it.
Also, is Antonio Brown leaving before the press got there a bad sign?
It's just that the Patriots, as I said, are willing to take the fine. Antonio Brown is willing to take the fine. At some point, he's going to have to talk. But here's what they're hoping. And this was actually a report
so you
that came
think
out.
The Patriots knew that he had left?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Because the nameplate and everything was gone. Of course. I mean, you don't. This was obviously something that was coordinated. The fact that everything was gone from his locker and he was already
there. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, I totally believe that. But there are also reports that his accuser in the civil lawsuit is slated to meet with investigators today. And word was that Antonio Brown chose not to sign a settlement agreement of approximately $2 million with this woman because he wants to fight the claims and clear his name.
Apparently, she wanted $10 million at the start.
Yeah, and then they started negotiating in April.
They negotiated down to $2 million, and Brown still said no.
Yeah, he said he wasn't aware that last Sunday was a hard deadline, according to reports, and that there had been several other offers and deadlines throughout the negotiation, but he also didn't know the civil lawsuit was going to be coming last week. He found out via a tweet. There was an article in the New York Times that said it. He was like, okay, well, it's out there. And there's a lot of speculation as to what's going to happen probably today, because today's when they're supposed to meet her. Now, this was from USA Today. They said... this is one of the reporters said they watched a 5-minute pregame meeting on the field documented on TV between Robert Kraft, his son Jonathan, and agent Drew Rosenhaus. Robert did most of the talking. Gotta believe Kraft advised Rosenhaus to settle the suit and get a non-disclosure clause. Now, if that's the case, Michael McCann said that if later tonight or tomorrow Antonio Brown and Brittany Taylor reach a financial settlement to her lawsuit, the settlement almost certainly would contain a non-disclosure clause neither can talk about the situation. She would then cancel her meeting with the NFL. So maybe that's why the Patriots said, here's what you can do. If you take this one off and you settle, that means from here on out, anybody who asks you a question about this whole situation,
you legally can't
answer it. So we'll take the hit for one game, and you should be willing to pay the fine for one game not talking to the media. Because this whole thing might be taken care of in a way that protects you and your reputation.
If it all works out that way, then it's perfect.
If it all works out that way. Now, did you read Shaughnessy by any chance after the game yesterday? Ooh, extra snarky. Extra snarky. he and Ben Volen went like head to head in the Sunday paper.
Left side
was like, there's no way Antonio Brown should play. And then, you know, Ben Volen was like, yeah, he should probably play.
Yeah, it was like part of my take or whatever.
This is from Dan Shaughnessy's article. He said, before the game, the Patriots media cartel tried selling a story that Kraft had no knowledge of Brown's impending civil case when the Patriots signed crazed receiver last weekend. Hmm. We were told that Kraft never would have allowed the acquisition if he'd only known. This is a page out of the Kraft/cartel playbook. Always position the owner so he can look good even when he is not doing good things. And here's my favorite line of snark. Kraft made it to Hard Rock Stadium, and in parentheses, 73 miles from Jupiter, well before kickoff.
Well. Danny bringing up the handy that had gone away.
He just went all in. He's pissed off. Like, Dan's like really pissed.
Yeah, Dan's really pissed, and he's, I can only imagine the amount of, well, in fairness, Dan just got a phone, so I don't think
he's, one of those flip deals, yeah.
I don't think he sees a lot of the complaining, but yes.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, he was.
But my whole thing is, I do think it's insincere to say that we wouldn't have signed him. Cut him. Then right. Cut him. If that's what you truly believe, if you don't want that element on your team, cut him. Put your money where your mouth is, literally. Take the hit, cut him if you're so offended by him being on your team.
This is all about you grow up.
You have the power to cut him.
This is all about you grow up wanting that shiny new car. You always wanted the car. You never had cause to get the car. You got a bunch of other really nice cars sitting in the driveway. And then all of a sudden, someone offers you that car. That car is there. And there are problems that go with that car, but you still want it. So you buy it and you put it in your driveway anyway. You know, that car comes with a load of trouble, but you still want the car. You still put it in the driveway. That's what Belichick has always wanted Antonio Brown. He's loved him. And so here it is. Antonio Brown pops free. And before anyone can say anything, the Patriots hop all over him, regardless of what the circumstances are. We'll pay. Well, how much you want? You want $10 million? You want $10 million guaranteed? You got legal trouble? Fine. We want you so bad. We want you on our team, if only for 1 year.
I'm the only one who thinks this probably, but I think that the idea that he put up three Instagram posts after the game is not a good sign.
No.
But they're all like about his family.
No.
Because his family's down there.
I know.
But I just compared to the rest of the Patriot players who will post maybe once every few days.
You guys are ridiculous. Are you kidding me? He puts up three harmless posts and you think it's a bad sign?
I'm not saying a bad sign. I'm saying it's different.
How many did Edelman put up yesterday?
Oh, who cares?
I mean, I bet he probably put up that much. Now, listen.
Right. But he doesn't have a history of being on Instagram and getting in trouble. If Antonio Brown was a normal person, I think I would stay off Instagram for a little while.
Well, I mean, that, of course, is true.
Okay, but, Rich, what I'm saying is...
But these look like something that somebody who is responsible approved and put up. But almost like he's hired someone to change his image.
Well, it's going to work beautifully because they put, like, the shadow on him or whatever the features you can put on Instagram.
Because he used a filter?
Yeah, that's why he looks so great. All right, so listen.
Because he's really a fat guy.
He put filters on it, so he looked like godly.
Which one does he look godly?
He looks, he's sitting there, looks like he's, floating on a cloud playing a harp.
Okay. Is it that one where he's hugging his dad?
Yeah, that's got a filter.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't make him look godly.
With the one with the towel.
He's got a towel on his head.
Yeah. He's trying to look like someone from the Bible. Wore towels on their head.
He's literally got a towel on his head, and it says, "Seeing my family smile," and he's got his friends next to
him. All I'm saying is that it was a good day for him.
And I love you, Auntie Pell, is the other one. He's got his headphones.
I didn't say they were bad Instagrams. I'm just saying he's on Instagram. And he's bound to do something dumb.
Now, that's true.
Okay. So I'm saying if he had disappeared from Instagram, you'd go, oh, he's disappeared from Instagram. But then he had to put up three photos. Who cares about Auntie whatever?
He does. Don't you dare say that. That's his Auntie Pell.
Auntie Pell, I'm sure, is salt of the earth.
You're sweet as pie.
But I don't know. Like he had to put up Auntie Pell?
Hey, come on. I mean, it's like, you know, it's an emotional thing.
It's a real emotion.
He's his family.
Yeah, how many guys been in the league for how long?
Like, I don't know. Like seven years or something?
You know, you've won a game before. All right, we'll see. I'm just hoping he does something on Instagram, I guess, is my main thing.
Like he records Bill Belichick calling him and puts the voicemail
Keeps putting cartoons with him with money.
I mean, that was my favorite. When he got signed to the Patriots, like the most opposite of everything that is what the Patriots are supposed to be like.
This is only week one with him. A lot of things can happen over the course of the season. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group hotline, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub. You know,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let for the game on Sunday. Hop on board the train from South Station or Providence Station to Foxborough for just $20 round trip. See the full game day schedule at mbta.com/bassbytrain and get tickets on the mTicket app.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Brady waits on the snap. White motions into the back of the quarterback's left. The snap to Brady, a throw down the middle, caught by Brown. Has it at the 40-yard line of Miami, clipped down by Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Here we go. I mean, pick your poison. You're going to double Edelman, you're going to double this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, every year there's Patriot fever.
Yep. And we love it when the fans get swept up and decide to get creative, and there is a gentleman I think might be angling to take out a certain songwriter that we usually have on the show, a man by the name of Mike Behind the Mic Callahan. I don't know if
Mike coming after the crown.
Mike Behind the Mic might have to buck up. And
Nas and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm, could be. Well, this gentleman's name is Dave. He works at a radio station in Utica, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So he made this there, and he sent it to me this morning. And he said, just says Antonio Brown parody on it. That's it.
Yeah, ripe for satire.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I wonder how he's going to rhyme what would normally be down.
He can be kind of a clown, but he's Antonio Brown. So we pick him up in the lost and found. Now he's in Beantown. He's Antonio Brown. Hey, Tom Brady. You got a receiver now, and it might be shady, but he scores touchdowns. He's Antonio Brown.
That's it.
Hey!
I mean,
I commend him. Usually it's a beating. That wasn't. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, he really got to the heart of the matter. I mean,
I'm going to ignore what's going on.
Yeah, this is
civil suit.
Like, what the hell is the point of that?
Just that he plays for the team now.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
And that he can't hit the high notes. Kind of chickened out there.
And he way overestimates the southern draw.
And you can tell he's probably from Boston because he uses terms like...
So we pick him up in the lost and found. Now he's...
Where is he?
In Beantown.
Oh, no, you can't use that word.
Yeah.
You can't use that.
So the idea is to state facts...
Yep.
...with no comedic twist to it.
Not none whatsoever.
So it's basically just rhyming that he came to the... to the Patriots.
Hey, Tom Brady.
He went down. He should have got up.
You got a receiver now.
It's true. Antonio Brown does play wide receiver.
He plays football as a sport.
They're using oblong ball.
And you score 6 points when you run in the end zone and one or two after that.
No, he didn't. You run the end zone, and that's called a touchdown.
But he scores touchdowns.
He does indeed.
Yes, he does.
When the ball's in the air, he uses his hands to try to catch it. But there's a guy right there who doesn't want him to fetch it.
So it's just Marshall Hook singing.
He can be kind of a clown.
It does sound like him.
But he's Antonio Brown.
He can be kind of a clown, but he's Antonio Brown.
The Hook reference is solid.
He's Antonio Brown. He's a human being. He wears shoulder pads and gloves on his hands. Plays football.
Hey, Tom Brady. You got a receiver now.
Jesus. That's a lot of effort.
Because I'm stating facts. Just unfunny facts.
Hey there, Clinton. You were a president of the United States, Clinton. So, you have a daughter.
So they didn't write any of the music or make any jokes, but Fred's completely missing the craft of running Browns with Beantown touchdown lost and found.
Yeah, I did not give him enough credit. Because touchdown, I just thought he was going to use Brown forever.
But he scores touchdowns.
Jesus. All right. There you go. That's the magic that's happening in Utica. Thank you very much for the time. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.